Hey, folks, welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your fill-in host, Sean Frelick. Scott Catoon is taking care of some startup life things. And this is the Technori Live podcast on WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Today with us, we have the co-founders of Digital Lobby, Lou Phillips and Kevin Niebergall. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to have you here. So let's fill us in. What is Digital Lobby?
What is Digital Lobby?
Well, the short elevator pitch is we monetize public Wi-Fi. That's what we do. Public Wi-Fi being municipalities, venues, attractions within a city, all those things. We bring in advertising dollars to install infrastructure, free the venue, municipality, or city.
Offsets the cost.
To offset the cost.
So as more and more large venue and municipalities basically turn on Wi-Fi, we have a program that we install. We work with brands, and we bring dollars in to subsidize the costs of the install. That's kind of how we started. Yeah. And we're now seeing it kind of grow and morph into a different direction, and that is into the IoT world as well. So it's basically a monetized program, but we're also seeing connectivity and new IoT device for the last 2 years. So really interesting stuff.
Okay, so when did you guys get started with this?
Well, okay, so we are basically the creative guys behind some of the technology. So we started out in the text message game. We worked with some major brands during the text message. I think back then you had to pay for texting on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
In 05 or something.
Those were the days.
So it was kind of funny. So we basically, when major clients like the Kraft Foods of the world wanted to get into the text messaging, we worked with the technology companies, and we were the ones behind the scenes creating some of the different campaigns and opportunities. And from there, we got, you know, I mean, dealing with Coke and Kraft and MTV Networks and Warner Brothers, we basically, as technology moved, it got into QR codes, it got into mobile websites, it got into mobile apps, it got into social, Facebook. I think, did we do stuff with MySpace back then?
Yeah, we did a bunch
of
stuff.
It was crazy. So, so we basically continue. I mean, people don't really see who we are. We're a lot more of the creative side. We're a smaller staff, a network of guys. And one day, about 2.5 years ago, somebody came up to us and said, "You need to see what's going on with Wi-Fi in Europe." What do you mean Wi-Fi? So I call Kevin up. I'm like, "I don't know. We need to really look at the stuff that's going on in Europe, in Prague, in London. It's different." Kevin's like, "What are you talking about? You just log on." It's not like that out there a few years ago. There are these new startups that are happening in Europe on how they're basically creating marketing on top of Wi-Fi channels. So we were basically looking at what they were doing out there. And because Kevin and I basically are creative technologists, we decided to really kind of look into that. So we put our team together, and then Pepsi was a client of ours back in the day. And we actually tell the story a lot when we do mentorship, and we tell the story how important it is to do this. Before we code, before we design, we bring a client, an ex-client of ours in, and we sat with Pepsi, and we said, "Hey, Pepsi, we want to create this new marketing portal that's going to live on Wi-Fi. Is this something of interest?" And they said, "Listen, we want to move dollars into this channel. The problem with Wi-Fi in America is we don't want to have to call 18 different IT directors for 18 individual stadiums. So if you're going to create something, create a universal platform that can be integrated within any infrastructure, no matter what kind of network is installed. And that way we can call you and say, hey, we're going to move dollars to the Dallas Cowboy Stadiums. We're going to move dollars to this place. We're going to move dollars." It's easier for us than dealing with the way they were doing it. So we basically looked at that and said, all right, you know, that was a huge moving point for us in the way we designed the system. Mm-hmm. We basically, if you look at our system and the way our systems work, it is heavy on the beneficial value for brands. But we're also regular users of technology So we watch out for making sure that the user experience is not overwhelming, but very easy to use. So it's a blend of both, as well as how we integrate within different networks.
So how difficult has it been to become adopted by all these public venues, like getting your foot in the door and having them take on your work?
That's the easy part.
Okay.
That conversation is really simple, because when we go into a venue, municipality, park district, whatever that is, and we tell them, hey, we're going to come in, we're going to set up all your infrastructure, it's a turnkey solution, single point of contact, everything's on us, sit back, enjoy the ride. They love it. The challenge comes in with, you know, you have to, we're basically matchmakers, right? So because we're creatives, when we go into a venue, a municipality, whatever that is, we look at it for its intrinsic value, what would be attractive to a brand, and we have to qualify each place that we go into. Because it's not just a matter of us advertising on the captive portal, you know, on digital experience. There's many layers. There's remarketing. There's just a bunch of stuff in there. But we also integrate into all their programs within signage. We integrate within their digital. We bring sampling and experience. All these different layers, even media, into that municipality. And so there's not just a value for the municipality, or we'll call it the property. There's not just a value for that, for them, for getting infrastructure. There's also a whole Go Local piece that we would have to show you that's really amazing. And then communication, loyalty system, all these different things that we layer into that. So that conversation is usually pretty simple.
Okay.
It's amazing. I mean, we'll just go right into it and tell one of our first projects was we were working with Chicago on another project, for a technology project. Mm-hmm. And basically in the meeting, they were like, hey, we're doing this Wi-Fi thing on one of our beaches. What are you doing on the beaches? Yeah, we're doing this project. It's a pilot program. It's just we're testing some stuff out. We're doing some Wi-Fi stuff. What are you guys doing? Well, we're building some software. Great. When your software's ready, let us know and see if we can get you guys in on this pilot program. They're testing some stuff out. And we got done, and basically they're like, great. This sounds great.
Can you be here Thursday?
Can you be here Thursday?
We're like, what?
We haven't even finished coding the program.
Right.
And they said, show the current people involved in the pilot program, mm-hmm. which was Cisco and big bandwidth companies. Show them what your program is. And if they bless it, sure, we'll try everything out. Well, it's a pilot program, right? We'll try it out. We didn't even have our program finished. We had a PowerPoint.
Right.
With a PowerPoint.
90%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There. It was almost there. So
we never gone in a live environment and really tested it in a heavy duty thing.
Right.
And so we met with them and we're like, hey, you know, we're meeting with the park district. Hey, you want to see what we got? No, not really. You don't? Nope. Well, can you do this and this and this? Yeah, we can. Okay, you're in. Go work your stuff out with them. And we're like, okay. So we went and met with them. They're like, blah, blah, blah. You know, we went back and forth, and they're like, hey, you know what? I got to admit, I've never seen anything like this before. Go get your stuff to work on the beach. Okay, we'll get back with you. Sure enough, I mean, do you want to tell them about?
Yeah, I'll just say real fast, and we have great partners. The city of Chicago is amazing. Chicago Park District, the freedom that they're giving the tech community here in Chicago to mm-hmm. create amazing things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can give you the names of the people in this park district, but I don't want to, you know, do that. But just overall, Cisco, amazing. Everywhere Wireless is in Chicago.
Yep.
Amazing to work with.
And gigabit bandwidth at the beaches, by the way, people. Go log in.
That's
stream
right.
anything
yeah,
you want.
Wow.
It's a lot. They basically said, okay, you need to get your program. I think we showed them the program. Let's just hypothetically say it was late May. You guys have a week to get your program working, mm-hmm. And we're going to come test it. Mm-hmm. And Kevin and I basically lived at North Beach for like a week, literally lived at North Beach. Our programmers are in Los Angeles. Our front-end guys are in Evanston. And coordinating all that through the cloud to make the experience on the beach in Chicago work seamlessly. It was a very into the Cisco network, so it's got to integrate into the Cisco. It was a little complicated, but we made it work. So they show up, 9 o'clock at night at North Beach with 18 laptops and 18 types of phones.
Okay.
And basically says, if your program, when I log in for Wi-Fi, if I see it work on every device, we could talk business. Yep. And we, Kevin and I were like, please, God, work.
It worked.
And it worked on every device. It was solid. And from then on, that was a probably a 2 or 3 beach pilot program. It's
five.
Now
it was 5. Now we're 10. We're Museum Campus, Buckingham Fountain.
Yeah. So it's just continuing to spread.
Wow.
And it's still classified, I think, under as a pilot program because we always introduce new things to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we find other tech startups in Chicago, we always kind of invite them mm-hmm. with us to try different items out on the beaches or wherever we're at. Mm-hmm. From there, now we built a program that honestly, Kevin and I thought would be a perfect program for bars, restaurants, and tanning salons because there's a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
And then we get into the municipality world. So once we got our program working, 2 weeks later, Sprint was in Chicago spending other dollars everywhere else, and they basically saw what we were doing on the beaches, wrote a check immediately to help support that rollout, and the rest is history. So basically what happened was we then started getting calls from other municipalities, San Francisco, Dallas, Jacksonville, Florida,
Vegas.
And it started growing and growing and growing and growing. And our little baby thinking tanning salons, bars, and restaurants,
we
met with a venture capital early on. We were not ready for it, but because we're in the IoT city grid world, they wanted to meet with us. And I remember him leaning over the table, and he says, basically, you guys have figured out a way to end up with municipalities and large venue, and I would dump all the other things until you can go and acquire. And it was municipal. It was very influential on that, on our decision on where to move the company. And so that's where we live. And from there, we have this monster portfolio of projects that we're currently working on, and it's nonstop.
Yeah,
it literally is nonstop.
Over 40 municipalities in the pipeline right now. We call that the asset train. The asset train is running at 10,000 miles an hour, and we're trying to backfill, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a matter of getting the network up, getting it live, making sure everything's good. And then we do an asset guarantee. We do that discussion with the venue or the property. And then once that's done, then we just backfill it. Next, copy, paste. And it's flying. We're drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's pretty exciting. I mean, it's running really quickly.
It's not for the faint of heart.
It's not for the faint of heart. And Kevin and I, we joke about this all the time. And we've got probably a team of, I don't know, 10, 12 people. But we have branched out. We have partnerships everywhere else. It's really cool because $0. We have not taken a nickel in funding. We basically funded ourselves, which killed us because it's you know, because to keep the pace.
Hey, I ate last week.
Yeah, the pace where we're going. So half of the business we got was without a website. We didn't have a website then.
Yeah, barely.
What we do, and we tell people all this time, so when we do these little mentorships or we're part of consortiums and everything else, is everybody goes, how do you guys get this much opportunity? And you know what it is? It's old school. Call them and meet. And I think this, we have to say this because it's really important. When we launched the Chicago Beaches, we literally, and don't think we're smart about this. This is just the way it happened. We thought we need to either go left, which is generate dollars, immediately start figuring out revenue strategy, mm-hmm. or we go right and go, I think it's going to be more important that we are friends in the industry. Mm-hmm. We need to be really channel partners with Cisco and Ruckit, who builds the Levi's Stadium and the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, we need to be their friends. We need to be friends of Comcast, AT&T, Time Warner, RCN. We need to be friends with Cisco and Aruba and Aerohive. And for one entire year, all we did was become channel partners and friends, go to their, you know, we're doing calls at 11 o'clock at night, yep. talking to their reps, Samsung reps, Ruckus reps. And then basically this past year is when we turned the corner and started doing revenue strategy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now... How much do we know now? We're invited to roundtable discussions with Cisco because we decided to go, well, we really don't know the back infrastructure of this world. Let's really be educated on what we're doing.
We have a lot of traction, especially within the industry, within the people that have, you know, within the OEMs, the manufacturers, and things like that. I mean, and that's really what drives us. We don't even need a biz dev team. Just business just comes to us.
Yeah.
We have to figure out how to execute it, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah.
Well, I barely had to do any setting up for you guys.
All
you
right.
have so much to share.
Yeah, there's
this
a lot.
This is exciting stuff. You
there's
got some Wi-Fi on the beaches. So where can listeners go to learn more about you guys?
You
can't
tell you that, man.
Yeah,
top
exactly,
secret stuff. Man.
Exactly.
I feel you.
They can definitely go to dlobby.com.
Yeah, dlobby.com.
And they can – do we have an email up there at all? Is there an info
it's info at?
Yep. Do you info. Get that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we don't even know where emails go. I don't even know where emails go. So
ignore him.
You can either reach us direct, right, Kevin or Lou at dlobby.com,
yep.
or you can go on our website and go to info, I think is at dlobby.com.
We take all meetings.
Yes. That's what we do. 24/7, literally. We are constantly talking. And we want to allow other tech startups, especially in Chicago, feel free to call us if you have something cool you're brewing on. And we are growing our footprint in Chicago. Let us know. We're not only doing Chicago, but we're doing a lot of the suburbs as well. So,
all right. Well,
yeah.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
If you reach out to these guys, they will pick up your call.
Absolutely.
So thanks so much for coming in.
You got it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much.
Watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Frelick Sean. Stick a fork in it. This dish is done.